AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.
Every one of you, you are listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Call, and I am your host, Patricia McDowell, from the great city of Yonkers, advanced leader in Avon and also President's Club, and I'm just so very excited because we have a fantastic speaker, and she's no stranger. She's been on the show before. And that's Maria Rivera. And for those people who are new to the show and you're just hearing about it and you'd like to be on my email list, you can always email me at pat@nyelitetravel.com. That's nyelitetravel.com. Okay, so hold on and let's just get Maria plugged in so we can talk about some really fantastic things that's happening in Avon. Just 1 second. Maria? Oh. Maria? Maria? Maria?
Hello, Pat. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes. Hi, Maria.
Oh,
yes.
Yes,
I can hear you.
I've been here. I've been here for a while.
I was looking for you on the switchboard.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Are we on?
Yeah. You're on. So how's everything?
Everything's great. I'm glad to be back again. Thank you for inviting me again. So I'm really excited. Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Wonderful. So, Maria, you know, with some, this is the holiday time, and most of us, we submitted our Avon orders today, which was Campaign 24.
Correct.
And we have a couple more bite at the apple in terms of getting the holiday sales in. And I know that you're going to share some wonderful nuggets with our listeners, so... It's all yours. Well, first, tell a little bit about yourself for those people who are new listening to the show.
Oh, of course. Well, I've been with the company 14 years. I started as an Avon representative, and I quickly got in love with this company, and I was asked to become a district sales manager. And basically, my responsibility in the district is to help the representative develop their business depending on their dreams and goals. I have two boys. One is 24. The other one is 19. And I love what I do.
And you know, just working around you and observing you, Maria, we could all see that you absolutely love what you do. That's so true. Maria, what can you do? What can you say to the listening audience about trying to take their business not only to the next level, but also trying to maximize their sale coming into the holiday season?
All right, I will talk a little bit more about that, but I'd like to first talk a little bit about a few things that I feel is essential to be successful with Avon. And then, you know, and then after those few things, I like to, you know, then bring it down to what is really that, you know, you can do to be successful this Christmas, the rest of the holidays. But, you know, for me, it's important that you have dreams and goals. That's kind of the first thing that you want to have. You want to know what you want, because when you have dreams and goals, you have, it's like the, I call it like the gas, the gasoline, because that's what's going to help you overcome the challenges. It's going to help you to try to learn. It's going to help you to give, it gives you energy to go the extra mile. And it gives you also some energy to sacrifice certain things that might seem important and that are not too important when you have goals and dreams.
Right.
So that's why I feel, you know, starting the business is great, but the foundation of being successful, I'm saying, is to have a dream and have goals. Mm. Have that right in front. So that way the rest, you'll have energy, you'll have that passion to then overcome and learn and then understand certain things.
Mm.
One of the other few things that I also, that's important to me, I call it the 3 D's that I learned long time ago, some book that I read. And basically the 3 D's representing the first one is the desire. You know, you have to have desire for what, you know, for what you're doing, for what you want. So if you don't have a dream, you know, how are you going to have the desire to build a business? It's kind of, you know, it doesn't go along. So desire is very important. And in order to have the desire, you need to have a dream, because you're going to have the desire to try to reach that dream. You're going to have the desire to wake up an hour earlier, perhaps, you know, to do a training online. Or you're going to have the desire to perhaps when you get out of your job, go and prospect for half an hour, or you know, go through your building and give out brochures. Do something for your business because you have that desire. So that's one of the first D that for me is important. The second D represents for me the dedication. You want to be successful, you have to dedicate. You know, you have to have dedication. There's no way that you can have dedication if you don't have desire, if you don't have a dream either, right?
Right, right.
I mean, kind of doesn't go along with one another. So I was glad to hear that last week you talked a lot about time management.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you have dedication, you need to have good time, you know, time management. So that way you can dedicate whatever hours you want to dedicate to your business. And that's going to help you, you know, reach, dedicate the time available that you have to help you reach your goals and dream and be successful. Because the bottom line is that everybody wants to be successful. But do you have the desire? Do you have a dream first? Do you have a desire? Do you have dedication? Okay. And then the third D, which is very important to me, is the discipline. Discipline. To stick to your plan, you know, learn how to have a balance too. Again, going back to time management, that would be part of being disciplined too, right?
That's true.
You know? So we need to combine these three things, have a dream, combine these three things, and then plug in to learn what's going on. How do you plug in? You know, come to meeting, business meeting. We get over 30 representatives, top sellers. We get same concerns. Everybody's sharing around. You learn from each other.
Right.
We get selling techniques. We do a lot of things that if you have an open-minded and you plug in, you're going to get that energy, that positive energy, and that learning. Now, if you don't have the desire or the dedication, it's going to be hard to be disciplined and say, you know what, once a month, let me go stick to that business meeting over there where I'm going to get energy, where I'm going to learn, and I could be successful too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, these are a few things that I wanted to talk about. Once you have these few things, I'm talking about representative that really wants to be successful. And success could mean different things for everybody because not everybody's goals are the same, right?
This is true, yeah.
So success might mean to you to make an additional $100 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Or to build a heck of a business that, for example, you become a senior executive and become financially free or live comfortable or an additional $5,000 or an additional $10,000. Whatever success you want, it doesn't matter. It's your goal, it's your dream, it's your success. But if you want to be successful on your own way, you need to have the desire, the dedication, and the discipline to get there. And then we take the advantage now of the Christmas. Fourth quarter is the biggest quarter of the year, one of the best to go out there and build your business and be happy. And, I mean, so many celebrations, so many opportunity to really go out there and be motivated to get new customers and new recruits, new business partners, like I call them, and to learn. I mean, we've gotten so much. Our divisional manager, Carmen Conklin, just had it was a meeting in New York City. She sent out emails. She sent out mails to those representatives that were close to President's Club or ranking or, you know, were close to a higher level. You know, if you were working, that's fine, if you had a plan already. But if you were not working and you were home and you chose to sit down and watch TV and not go to this meeting, there goes your success.
Wow.
So, you know, those are the things that I'm trying to, you know, talk about because everybody, like I said, everybody wants to be successful. So how do you get there? It's like the diet. Everybody wants to lose weight, and everybody knows the formula. And it sounds easy, right? But it's not easy.
Yeah, no. It's not easy. And if it was easy, you have more people doing it.
Exactly. You have to reach out. That's why I am here as a district sales manager to try to support you, help you, coach you, mentor you, and that we work together as a team, as business partner. And, you know, we're like a family. You know, you might come to a meeting and you might not agree with something. That's okay. You know, that doesn't mean you have to agree with everything. That doesn't mean that you have to participate in everything. It means just that you're going to go to a meeting and you're going to listen to other people and you're going to try to learn, you know, some techniques and get something positive out of it. That's going to help you grow.
Mm-hmm. Maria, how do you, you know, in following the 3 D's as you just suggested, how do we take that advice, apply it to ourselves, and then try to instill that concept into our downline?
Very, very good question. First of all, we have to walk the talk because as a leader, we cannot – you know, try to get somebody to do something when we're not doing it. So we have to watch our steps and make sure that we are walking the talk. Make sure that we have our agenda. Make sure that we show passion for our business, that we know where we are going, and that we're dedicated, meaning that when you tell this person you're going to call her, you call her back because you're disciplined, you have it on your agenda. You're organized, and you have a lot of desire to help this person. Then when you get the right person, too, because sometimes you can try to do your best, and sometimes you will teach it, and not everybody will follow. Right? I call that the nature of the business. So, but when you find the right person, they are going to follow through, and it's not going to be difficult because they are going to – get that desire. They're going to see what you see. And the best thing that I would say, Pat, the way that I feel is that when you go out there and you do the best thing for your downline and you're walking the talk, at least you have that comfort inside of you that you did everything that it took. And there's certain rules that you have to understand. Not everybody's going to work out the same way. But believe me, sooner or later, you're going to get that right person and they're going to follow through. And you're going to build your team. And when you find these people, these representatives that have the same desire as you, that can see what you're seeing, and that they want to build the business as big as you want to, it's going to be a totally different story, and it's going to pay off for all those representatives that probably didn't want to sell Avon no more. And again, not everybody... dream are the same. So you might find somebody that is disciplined and has all everything, the three D's, but they're selling only, maybe they're only making $100, $200 a month. But guess what? They're still successful. They're happy. They understand their business and they're running it well. So I don't want to confuse one thing with the other, you know. So I'm not sure if I answered your question right, but
I think so too. And I think you brought up a good point. I think a lot of times we know what our personal goals are, and then we see our goals in other people, and we try to make people want the same thing that we want, and that's not where they are at that time.
Absolutely, and we have to be careful with that because. I'm gonna just share with you a little bit about at a big picture our district. I appreciate every single representative that I have in our district. I don't care if they sell $25. I don't care if they sell $5. But we are a team. And when I see most of them, I show them appreciation. I also congratulate them if we're number one in the nation because guess what? They're part of this team.
Right.
And if they're happy, they're placing their orders every campaign, they're paying the bills, and you see that they're happy because you see them coming. You know, I have a representative sometimes comes with a $20 order to the office every week. You know? And it's every other week. And that, for me, is a big thing. I mean, they feel so connected. And it's not about the money. It's about that they feel good. They feel happy. And that's why it's so important to me that it's your dream. So when I appoint somebody, I always ask them, what is that they want to accomplish? And I show them how to do it. And I also show them the opportunities that we have, but I don't push it like if they don't want to do, you know, become, let's say, they don't want to be a leadership representative, I'm not forcing them. Maybe they don't see it now. Maybe they will see it later.
Yeah.
You know, we have to talk about all the opportunities that we have, but it's not a good thing to push it or to make somebody feel bad because or treat them indifferently because they're not a leadership or they're selling very little, you know, it's not good. You never know. I had representatives that sold, you know, $100 $200 a campaign. Now they are one of her top sellers because the situation changed. So.
So basically, you know, you find out where people are in their Avon journey, and then you meet them where they are.
Exactly.
At that point.
Exactly. We don't want to discourage anybody, and people's lives change. I had top sellers where they were top sellers, great salespeople, and all of a sudden lives change, and they're no longer with us, or they're not selling at the level that they used to, and that's okay. You know, that's okay. You know, and I had other people, other representatives that they were selling very little. They were not top sellers, and nowadays they are. So, again, everything is about what is that, where they are, what is where they want to go, and make sure that you show them the way and the opportunities, so that way one day they don't come to a meeting and say, oh, Pat never told me about leadership. I could earn $150 per each person.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure that, you know, tailor everybody to their dreams and goals, but at the same time, in the first few campaigns, you really need to let them know of the opportunity so that way they have choices. And then as you move forward with them and build that relationship, you're going to learn more about them and, you know, how much can they give, how far they want to go, and how much can they give, and where can you meet them.
Marie, can you talk just briefly a little bit about how, you know, some people, and you're right, no matter where, you know, some people, you know, you get that $20 order, and that's where they are, and some people get that $1,000 order, and that's where they are. How, and then people always ask me, I know my downline, they want to know, how can they increase their customer base? What should they do to try to increase their customer base?
Being very good prospector, and I'm going to put it more simple. Going out there, making a lot of friends. When you make friends, you exchange phone number, you're comfortable to then say, hey, I'd love for you to be part of my business. This might help you because I know that you shared with me that you just got laid off or your job, you know, you lost your job or you just got married. Why don't you give it a shot? You know, when you go out there and you learn how to start conversation without mentioning Avon, just conversation, and they're going to be a group of people that they're just going to be like you. And they're going to start a conversation with you, and then that's when you're comfortable too. And then before you know it, before you leave or you know it, you're saying, hey, by the way, you know, I'm an Avon representative. I'd love to give you an Avon brochure. And let's exchange numbers so we can catch up, and I can tell you a little bit more about my business later on, something like that. But there's no magic. You know, if the only way you're going to get customer is if you set up daily goals of how many friends you want to go out there and make. Does it make sense?
Yeah, so basically what you're saying is that you got to open your mouth.
Exactly. That's our best asset. And if you don't know how to use it, there's plenty of books that you can learn, how to talk to people so they listen. There's me that I can talk to you about it too. Go out there. You'll see me make friends and talk to people. You know, it's there's no magic. But it sounds easy. It's not easy either because our worst enemy is fear of rejection.
Yeah.
And that paralyzes everybody. So that's why I'm saying, instead of saying go out there and go look for prospects or go out there look for customer, forget about that. If you're so in fear, just think about I'm going to go out there and try to make friends. And smile. You know, you get out of your home, set up a goal. I'm going to try at least one person, if you're very scared today, to make one person as a friend. And just try smile in the elevator, smile good morning, good afternoon, how you doing? You know, and when you have that chance to start a conversation, just start it. And before you leave, you're prepared with your business card, your brochure, and just naturally just say, you know, oh, I'd love to exchange phone numbers with you. I'm so happy that I met you today. You're so friendly and outgoing. I'd love to exchange phone number with you. And pull up that card and pull out your pen and, you know, call the people by their name. And you can do it, but it requires practice.
And these are things, like you said, Maria, you should have in your purse, briefcase, whatever your knapsack, whatever you're carrying around every day. It should be your brochures, your pad, and a piece of paper, and your business card.
Your tools. Absolutely. If I were to say, this is something that I read a long time ago, too. I don't remember. Not good remembering the books that I read. But there was an example about if I were to say to you that I have a mine, and I'm going to let you go in the mine for there's a lot of gold in there. I'm going to let you go in there for half an hour. And after the half an hour, you can't get nothing. Actually, let me make it worse, 20 minutes. I mean, how are you going to go into the mind to get as much gold as you can? Are you going to go with a broken pail, or are you going to go with some pails? What are the tools that you're going to bring to get all that gold? So think about that.
Yeah.
Think about that. So it's the same thing. You want to be prepared. You want to set up goals. That's why you have to have a dream. You know, when you have a dream, you have that energy to wake up early in the morning, to look at your plan and look at your goals and say, okay, my goal today is to do this and that. Or my goal today is to learn how to talk to people or how to overcome this fear. So let me call my manager and set up an appointment, an hour appointment or half an hour, so she can tell me more about it, and then I'll set up certain time to practice every day. You know, it's something. Do something every day to make you better at what you could do.
Yeah.
Every day.
I agree with you. I agree with you. And you said we should make the goal. We should set up our goals the night before.
Sure. You know, you could. What I would suggest personally is that give yourself some time to meditate, some space where you can sit down and write down your dreams and goals. Just write down and write all the things that you would like to have, how you would like to live, or whatever your goals and dreams are, just put it down, write it down, get some magazine, cut a picture, and just have fun with it. You know, and then from there, you're going to see what's realistic, what is not, but it's still a dream. You never know. Life can change all of a sudden. But you're going to look at what are the things that I really can get if I work on it. If I work on it hard, what are the things that I really can get? That might be a laptop. What is that, $500 or something like that?
Uh-huh.
You know, start with the small stuff first. So that way you get into the habit, into the practice. But start setting up something. Sometimes we want a different phone. Like right now I'm thinking about I want to change my phone. I don't know if I get the HTC or the new iPhone. You know, I'm not big on phone, but, you know, so I'm starting to think. So I'm sure that everyone usually wants something. So start with that, something that's going to cost money and that you have to either take it out of your regular check or you could set up a goal to make it with the Avon. You could do it. You could do it with sales. You could do it with recruits. You could do it. You make about $150 per each person that you bring into the business. There's so much money out there. It's not funny with Avon.
And so many people are leaving the Avon on the table.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. A lot of opportunity. A lot of opportunity. It's such a good feeling to know that if you are laid off of your job, that you don't have to worry because you know how to go out there and build it. You don't know what a peace of mind you have when you feel that way. It's so good to know that you have skills and that you can do things. And, you know, everybody can do it as long as you want to and work on it.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, and people have to get outside of their comfort zone. That's the other thing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, those are things that you have to practice, being out of the comfort zone, because if you don't learn how to be out of the comfort zone, it's going to be hard to build a business, because building a business is like, I would say, you know, when you build a building, all the things that goes along with it, it's not easy. Mm-hmm. There's so many things, so many people involved, and you have to be willing to get out of the comfort zone and learn things. That's why I'm saying you need to have dreams and goals, because that's going to give you the energy to get out of your comfort zone. And I could say that for myself, you know. When I came to this country, I barely spoke English, and I was so terrified of speaking English that one of my interviews, I forgot even my name. And I went back home, and I just cried and cried, and I started blaming my mom. My mom was on vacation, and I started saying to her, "Mom, it's your fault. Why you took me back to Puerto Rico when I was 10? I didn't have to go through all this embarrassment." And I was trying to blame somebody else. You know, but I'm so grateful that I learned at a very early stage, and my mom taught me that if you want to be successful, you have to get out of the comfort zone. And that's what I did. I said, I'm going to go to as many interviews as possible. Doesn't matter how many embarrassment I have to go through, how nervous I am, how it comes out, I'm going to go until I get it. And I went like about 8 or 10. By the time I got it, this job was ready for me.
Wow.
I lasted 2 hours talking to the person that interviewed me. She wanted to hire me the first day of the interview.
Wow.
And that's because I was willing to get out of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
I remember going, one of the interviews that I went was to Pepsi Cola. And the ladies were looking at me like I was a chicken without a head. I was so lost, and I didn't know how to get the words straight because I was so nervous. That's how bad it was. And I had to look for a lot of those videos and practice a lot, you know. I had to go through a lot to get to the comfort zone. So I'm just sharing that story for all of you that are out there that feels nervous, that feels in fear. Don't let that, you know, take away your dreams and goals.
Well, Maria, thank you so much, you know, for that information, for sharing. It's 9:02, and the show will end at 9:00, and we do have a few announcements, and before we actually sign off.
Mm-hmm.
Again, thank you for being on the show. And one of the announcements is that tomorrow, Tuesday, November 15th at 1 p.m., the Eastern Standard Time, 1 p.m. for English, 3 p.m. for Spanish language, there's going to be a Leadership Educate to Elevate webcast tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So people also go to youravon.com, and under the sales leadership, there will be a tab for conference call, and there will be a link and a number for you to dial into to listen to the webcast. And again, it's from 1 p.m. It starts at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for English-speaking representative, and 3:30 p.m. for Spanish-speaking rep. And that you should have received an email in your email box on that particular item, and that came this evening, and actually came 8 hours ago. But anyway, if unit leaders, advanced unit leaders, executive unit leaders, senior executive unit leaders are encouraged to be on that regular show. And then Carmen sent out an email asking people if they want to go out prospecting with her. You can text her or email Carmen and to let her know if you're interested in that. And the quote for the evening, and that is, poor people think either or but. Rich people think both and. Poor people think, well, I've got to do either this or that. Rich people think, how can I do both? Start changing the way you think. Poor people focus on obstacles. Rich people focus on the opportunity. It's all a question of focus. And that's what Maria was saying, focus. In every situation, there are both obstacles. And opportunities, which one do you usually see? Start thinking like a rich person, and you will eventually be rich. And the book for the week is The Ebony Treasure Map, The Road to Riches. And this is by Marion M-Y-R-O-N Golden. So that's it. And next week, we have another exciting show for you. This is the person that Maria recommended, and that's Bernadette, the Avon Lady Robinson. That's Bernadette, the Avon Lady Robinson. And for what she is, the social network online Avon Queen. And I'm happy to also to announce that she put on Facebook this evening that she's made President's Club. She said she gave herself a promotion in Avon, and she's now a President's Club member. So I don't know if Burnett's on the line or listening to the show, but congratulations to you. So, gang, next week, again, you know, same place, same time, same station. Please encourage your downline to participate on the radio show, and forward them the emails and the text link that is sent to them, sent to you. Okay, until that time, everyone, have a good night and a safe one, and go out there and make it happen. Good night, everyone.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.